Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
When I'm alone at night.
Oh, no.
Wanda!
Oh, I wasn't even going down.
I'm over it.
I have these moments where I have epiphanies.
Yeah.
And I had a big epiphany.
About why you're alone.
No, this isn't about that. So I've been, wrestling with it. And I have a couple different ways I could present it to you guys, but I want to start with this one because this one will upset Erica the most.
Oh, yeah.
If you could find out the day you were going to die, if you could, not the way,
just
the day. Day, date, year. Would you want to know?
I don't know. Because I thought about this before.
Okay.
It's like, do you want to spend every day going, I'm one day closer?
But you are one day closer no matter what.
Well, you didn't have to tell me that.
But you are. I mean, this
much
thing's got a
much closer today than yesterday.
Yes, yeah. You are, for sure.
Not much. Don't say that.
Well, I... Oh.
I...
Erica,
I don't
you're the
know.
One who really needs to answer this question and answer fast.
I don't know the thing.
No,
I don't
sorry,
know
that's not true.
That someone like me could handle having that information. Someone with my level of like anxiety, particularly about passing.
Would it make it easier? Like if I knew that thing, would it make it easier if I was like, if it was a short date, I don't like, you know what I mean? If it's 2 weeks from now, I think it's better that you don't know and just let that thing, that bus hit you. But like, it's like, dude, it's 40 years from now.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like you have time to have kids and watch them grow.
Like,
and
so that makes it relative, right? Like,
isn't there a book on this? I think I read a book about this where you know your death date.
You do?
I think there is. And like a maybe sci-fi like book? A movie too or something. I don't
maybe.
Know.
It must be sci-fi, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I almost think it would be the opposite. If you have 2 weeks left, let me know. Because
I want to go live.
Yeah,
I want to go
like,
do everything.
Coming to work and stuff. Yes. If you got 40 Ooh. Years left, you don't need to know. Like you're good. Just live your life. Do whatever, you know?
This
I feel like it's reversed.
Makes my skin crawl.
I know. That's why I wanted to do this way first.
Yeah.
So
okay.
In the room, how many yeses and how many noes do we have? Are you a yes or a no?
Regardless of how soon it is? Mm-hmm.
Yes. No matter what, if I could tell you when you're going to die, would you want to know?
I might say yes so that I know if I actually get to have my wedding.
There's a yes?
Okay. That's the reason?
Well, like, let's speed
or
it
you,
up.
Or you're going to elope. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was specifically thinking about like, I don't know.
The pageantry of
yeah.
it all?
No.
I think I'm a no because, but if I was actually in that situation, I'm so curious. I'm so like, I feel like I might be a yes. If you actually could tell
It's like, I've got
me.
This AI program. Do you want to know?
I'll still go no. Okay. I'll still go no. Just Mom. Blind.
I'm right. A yes, for sure.
Oh yeah, this okay. is like Aaron's dream.
So far that's good. I don't really even need to do because already the vote is moving towards doing the thing that I had an epiphany for.
What?
You can't just
yeah,
figure
okay,
it out.
No, okay, I'll give you another one. This one's way simpler. Who binge watches TV? Who watches series on Netflix? Who watches, oh my God, can I, oh, sorry.
Why?
I have a quick tangent. Did anybody watch Adolescence?
We just started it. We just started it. We're only like...
Do you get what's happening in the show? I'm not talking about plot.
Oh, it's a show.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you, that is unbelievable. I had to look it up.
Unbelievable. Did you watch the studio?
No.
There's one whole episode like that too. And then they reference it in the episode and it's crazy.
You guys, It is an hour-long Netflix show. It is a drama. Do you know what happens in the show?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, but I've heard.
Do you know what they do?
It's
one shot.
Yeah.
It's an hour long. It's one shot.
Wow.
The camera follows this person. It's like, it's about Aaron. And then Aaron walks past the stairwell and someone else comes up the stairwell and they follow them. And the show is one shot. There's no edits. It's one shot. It's a crime drama.
It's crazy. And there's only like 4 episodes.
Are they the one that won a bunch of Emmys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so
adding
good.
Adding it to my list.
Okay. I've only heard there's the scene in The Godfather that's like that. Where they through the city and up the stairs, and that's like really well known for being one shot. And now they're doing whole episodes. That's awesome.
It's an hour long, dude. And then like at a certain point, I'm not blowing any plot points or whatever, but like, oh, they've walked. Oh, they're over here. They do whatever. And I don't know how they did this, but like there's dialogue and then all of a sudden the camera goes up. So either they were carrying around a drone that whole time.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The camera, and then all of a sudden it goes voot, and it goes up and it's like shooting over the city, and then it's like goes back to where the crime scene is, and you're like, how'd you do that? And then it comes down and it's looking at a guy there, and you're like, how'd you do that?
Wow. Legitimately no edits.
Wow.
No, there's not even a spot where they could have.
Hey.
How many?
What does this have to
do with? Okay,
sorry. How many times do you think they've done it? And they're like, all right, let's hit record next time.
If you mess up,
you're 45
go back.
Minutes in, and then you go, Julie, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. You're actually T-Hack. But there are times in the dialogue where they like repeat themselves where you feel like, okay, that might have been a mistake, but that you got to just keep going.
Yeah.
You got
it. Interesting.
It is more real.
It's so real.
Yeah.
It's so great. And there's a kid actor in it who's just like, okay, anyway, this is a great example. It's 4 episodes long and then it's over.
Okay.
Okay. And you know that.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? Isn't it good to know when it ends?
Not if it's a good thing.
No, but it's. Would you rather have it not be 8 labeled episodes 1, 2, 3, 4? It's just like go, and then on the 4th one, it's like the end. And you're like, what? It's it.
Yeah, I would rather that.
No, you
have
wouldn't.
It just end. No, you got to know this is a finale. This is like we're wrapping it up.
Okay,
this is.
I'm changing you from a no on the first one to a yes. Okay.
But then I'm flipped. I would rather, if you're talking about
you
life.
Now it's 2 to, okay, go ahead.
If you're talking about life, I would rather be like, I'm living big every day. I'm doing the things I love with the people I love.
No. Forget about the life one. Now we're just to movies. Like when you're watching a series, do you need to know, do you want to know it's an 8-part docuseries or just like you're just watching, it's like the end. Mm-hmm. You're like, well,
I have to know because I have very little attention span.
Like if Severance just ended and you're like, wait, that's the last one? I thought there was one more.
You know what? That's how it felt.
Sometimes I'll watch a movie and I'll hit up on the little button to show how much time is left of the movie. And you're like, okay, about 20 minutes. So they're okay.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what point you're making.
It's coming. I'm going to tell you in just a second. Aaron, do you want to know that this is a finale or not?
I have a preference because most of the time I fall asleep within like 5 minutes.
I need you to have a preference. Do you want to know how many episodes or not? Do you want to just be in the middle of something and like you're watching a movie and say, oh, this is a trilogy. This is a trilogy.
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't normally look it up first, so I don't need that info.
You guys are making me crazy. I need an answer.
I'm giving you one.
But she's saying no.
Is it yes or no?
No.
Okay. I'm still doing it.
You're doing what?
I think we're at a point in the diary where I gotta go and count how many. I think we're at a point where I think
he took us from talking about life and death.
I know. But now look how happy you are that it's just about the diary. Look how much happy we are.
We're not very happy.
I'm pleased that he didn't figure out how to tell me when I'm gonna die.
No, but like
that is a good point because he wanted to know.
I won't read, but I'm gonna count. I want listeners to sound off and say, "Do you want to know when the finale's coming?
Like how many entries?"
I have friends text me going, "I don't know what I'm going to do when this is over," and I'm like, "I don't either." This show is based around when we like right now. We're looking forward to it.
Then do we want to tell them when it's over?
Yes, because we want, you want everybody tuned in on that last day. Like, or do we just it's like,
for the finale,
They come back the following Wednesday and they're like, and wait, what happened? It's just, no, you missed it. The finale was Tuesday. Sorry. It was over on Tuesday.
Although, so I don't know, like a finale in a TV show is usually big. Like, we just found her diary. We don't know that there's like a big, nice bow on it ending. Like, we just found it. So what if it's just, this is the last one and it's
right.
She could leave us on one of those awful entries that's like, slept a lot today.
You gotta know this. She was in Wash Park. She was in Wash Park with her diary. With her diary.
She left it there.
Or did she bring it there to write and forgot to and never found it?
I don't know. We'll find out. Can I tell you when that's gonna be? 303-222-5423. Do you want to know the ending? Yes. Do you not want to know the ending? No. Go.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're making us answer?
Yes.
Yes. I want to know how many more episodes are.
Do you want to know how much time we have left?
Okay.
You die on October 16th.
No. That is not funny. That is not funny.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.